So I guess a little bit related to some of the things we're talking about. We're talking about Sidur the Pas, talking about Lechem. So Lechem plays a major role in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayeshev. The Torah tells us a piece of information which at first glance is really, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but we could have called it a true but irrelevant piece of information. Namely, that the Shvatim, so they just sold Yosef, okay? I mean, they didn't say that. They just threw him into the pit, I'm sorry. They're getting ready, figure out what to do. They just finally decided not to kibble, threw him into a pit. So the situation's not too good. And then what does the Pasuk tell us? It tells us that they sat down to have lunch. It's like even the truck makes you stop, right? You know, if it would be like just a quick mapach pashta, so you know you wouldn't even, you probably wouldn't even catch it. But you got to stop for a second. Vayeshvuhu. Am I right? It's like the Torah is trying to catch your attention. Do you realize what's going on over here? They're eating lunch. Why is that important? Yeshu lecho lechem. Why is that critical? Later on in Pashas Miketz, the idea of sitting down to a meal becomes a point of tremendous tension. Because the moment of truth, almost the moment of truth, also revolves around the meal. The brothers are brought in the end of Pashas Miketz, they're brought into Yossi's palace, and they sit down, and they're having bread, they're having a meal, they're sitting down, having lunch. The Torah even tells us what they're eating, ki tiyachlo shibitzarayim, they're sitting down for a big steak dinner, lunchtime. And they start going, get very, very, very nervous. Getting very, very nervous, they're sitting down to meal, things are not working out the way it's supposed to be. And earlier in Pashas Miketz also, bread, or grain, of course, plays a major role in terms of a wake-up call for the Shvatim also. Because at what point do they begin to be chayzeh b'tshuva? What point they start to, the point that really breaks them, they start to be broken when they see that their money is returned back for bread. Some of that imagery, they're opening up their sacks, and there's money and there's bread all thrown in together. It's not literally bread, you have the grain and the money all together, and they start to shake. What is the Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to do to us? I think that perhaps when they saw the money and the grain together, and when they realized that they're sitting down for a meal, and now all of a sudden this guy in Egypt is driving them crazy and about to who knows what do to them, I think perhaps in their mind they started to relive a meal of 22 years earlier. And that was the Vayeshvu Lecha Lechem. That they realized, Mazayis Asal Lekim Lanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now paying us back Mida Keneged Mida. There's bread, there's money. Bread and money don't mix. We, sitting and eating our meal, sold Yosef a couple of pennies, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying us back, and the money's being put back right with the bread. And now we're being taken, in the middle of a meal, we're being taken into Beis Yosef. What was so bad about Vayeshvu Lecha Lechem? I understand that to kill a brother isn't something we would advocate. And to sell a brother to slavery, terrible. But whether or not they ate pizza or falafel at the time doesn't really make much of a difference. Why does the Torah tell us Vayeshvu Lecha Lechem? So I think perhaps the answer is Lishitasam, the Shvatim thought they were right. This wasn't all the Mefarshim, it wasn't a plain, outright Ritzicha. The Shitasim, they had a case against Yosef. And the Torah even supports it a little bit. But you have Yosef's Dibasabra, he was speaking Lashon Hara against them, he was starting up with them, who knows what? There was a bad family history already of a Yishmael and an Esav. They had a lot of things to be afraid of, that there's going to be a favorite son, and they had a lot of things to be afraid of. Did they go overboard? By almost killing him, by selling it, terrible, terrible chayt, and it took years and years, that'd be chayt with you before. So no one's condoning what they did. But l'shitasam, at the moment, they thought they were, in a sense, as the mefarshim said, they're being done in mefarshim. They really thought that Yosef deserved what he was getting. L'shitasam, again, it was a mistake, but l'fi shitasam, they thought Yosef deserved what he was getting. There's a din, when someone's chayt, he says, based din. Sometimes you have to mete out justice. And there's a din. And you have to do it. The person has to get, in a sense, what he deserves. But there's a din of what? L'seich lo adam. The dayanim and Allah eat that day. You know why? Because when you have to mete out justice, it has to be done with such a misery. It has to be done with such an ima anechi b'tzara. I'm so miserable that I have to do such a terrible thing. I can't bring myself to eat lunch that day. It's like the So Rav Musa used to say, for the 2 days of the year, and Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, even if there wouldn't have been a din of Eretz Rechila, we wouldn't have eaten. You know why? On Yom Kippur, who has time to eat? And Yom Tisha B'Av, who feels like they won't eat anything? When a person is being done din nefashos on your own brother, and to sit down and eat something, that's the source of the chait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the Shvat, you know, I could have perhaps forgiven your mistake in judgment. It was a bad mistake. People make mistakes. But the lack of sensitivity to Yosef's plight, Yosef's in the bar screaming and yelling, and you're having pizza. That's the chait that can never be forgiven. That really requires a tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to get to that point, Mazayis HaSol HaKim Lanu, to come to the realization that it was the V'yesh V'lech HaLechem that was the source of the ultimate chait. So if I say, you know, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel that idea of Imah Anochi B'Tzara. Sometimes people feel that, you know, why do I have to feel Imah Anochi B'Tzara for? It's not going to make a difference anyway. But they say a story for Reb Chaim that, you know, said, they used to say about Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim was such a great Talmid Chacham that people forgot what a tzaddik he was. If he wouldn't have been such a great Talmid Chacham, people would have told of a Maislach about his tzidkus. He was such a tzaddik, Reb Chaim. So they say when Jews were being killed in Kishinev, from the Kishinev pogroms at the beginning of the century. So they say that Reb Chaim in Brisk wasn't near Kishinev. I don't know exactly where it was, but Reb Chaim wasn't in danger. They say Reb Chaim didn't sleep on a bed for those few days, those few weeks. There was upheaval going on in Kishinev. Reb Chaim refused to sleep in a bed. So he asked him, Medeinu Rabbeinu, he said, you're sleeping on the floor in Brisk is not going to lomalav l'nerid to the Jews in Kishinev. And Reb Chaim said, I know. These Jews are suffering. Somebody's suffering. I should enjoy myself. My suffering is low. It's not going to make the slightest iota in terms of their condition. And after B'chein, the Torah says, the Torah wants from us sensitivity. So too over here. The Shvatim Lefishitosim had to do what they had to do when they had to sell Yosef, or kill him, whatever the Cheshbon was. And it was wrong. But even Lefi Cheshbonim, don't sit down and enjoy a piece of cake when you're doing it. The Seichel Adam, the Dayanim, have to cry when they're meeting out justice. You know, Chafetz Chaim said that, and it says the Pasuk, Ki Asos Mishpat V'Avas Chesed. So Chafetz Chaim asked, what's the difference between Asiyas Mishpat and Avas Chesed? So we usually quote this verse from Chafetz Chaim in terms of Chesed. That Chafetz Chaim said, when you do Chesed, you have to love to do Chesed. If a person just does Chesed, because it's one of those mitzvot. Okay, I have to eat matzah, I have to shake luga, put on tefillin, I got to go visit someone who's sick. It's one of those checklists. Okay, go home today. You know, simchas mikalad is my 8th wedding tonight. I have to go there. You know, that's right. So that's asiyas chesed, but it's not avas chesed. But zavta chavetz chaim. The other half also asayis mishpat. There's no great mitzvah to love mishpat. There's no great mitzvah to find someone to be chayim yisus beis. You know, we throw it out. We throw it out just to dramatize things a little bit, but. Rabbi said, there's no great mitzvah to love to watch somebody Nebuch have to pay the price for something. It should break your heart. If somebody Nebuch is, has to be punished, whatever it is, it should break your heart to see it. That was the lesson that Torah is trying to teach us, that whatever the Shvatim were doing, rightfully, wrongfully, whatever mistake they were doing, but the greatest chait is the insensitivity of the V'yeshu Lech Lech.